Understanding the Dimensions of String Theory, written by Z. Charnot, May 6, 2004. Please note, there is one figure, one illustration at the end of this document, which is available online for your interest. Understanding the Dimensions of String Theory. In the book Hyperspace by Michio Kaku, the work of the Indian mathematician Srinivasa Ramanujan is reported. Kaku points out the contribution of Ramanujan to string theory, more particularly to the derivation of 10 dimensions. Kaku, however, states, "Physicists have not the slightest understanding of why 10 and 26 dimensions are singled out as the dimensions of the string. Supposedly, the string vibrates in 10 dimensions. Here, let it be understood. 1. There is no such thing as absolute motion. 2. All motion requires a body of reference or a system of reference. 3. Interactive motions between systemic motions of large systems provide the system of reference for the transcendent scales of motion. 4. The nucleomagnetic motions derived from zero-point energy are emissive. 5. The ether is a peripheral field which converges upon the nexus points of entities acting compressively. 6. There are stratums of lateral energy density characterized by kinds and degrees of motion. 7. These scale-transcending media are fractal in character. A sphere is the geometric form which provides the lowest surface-to-volume ratio. A sphere is generated by an equidistant radius operating in all angles from the center point of the sphere. Any vibrational frequency will interact with the surface of the sphere with angles of incidence and angles of reflection, so as to generate the Platonic forms dependent upon the wavelength of the vibration, the mass per unit volume per unit time, compressing and expanding elastically. This formulation may be made even more primary by expressing it in terms of energy and pattern. Energy parcels itself in interactive patterns with scale-transcending fractal relationships. There is an order out of chaos character to these energy pattern relationships. Out-of-phase wavelengths are resolved into harmonic relationships by means of the open, yielding, allowing, receptive, and accepting functions of the sphere and its reflective and incidental parceling. Just such an integrating harmonic event occurs in the resolution of graded numbers and amplitudes impinging upon the soma, or body, of the neuron and being transformed into frequency-modulated signals in the axon.